T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley and the beginning of a very special week here on the WIP Morning Show, as we do something, Al, that I believe has never been done in the history of American radio.
Okay.
We, a call-in show, will use the next 4 shows to honor the callers themselves.
Oh, cool.
Normally, we get all the honors. They give us the money. It's time to give some kudos to the people that have been the lifeblood of this radio station and especially of this radio program. Mm. So we will, over the next 4 days, go via the internet to determine the finest radio caller on this show in its 31-year history. That's going to be fun. We are also going to be dealing with all the sports stuff, and we got some great Joe Wechter, my God. How he works in the archives of this station, I don't understand. Mm. He's amazing. And we will be dealing with something you were just talking about,
Al. What is that?
And that is how it appears a lot of these really, 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 really high draft picks, ones or twos, I mean in the entire draft, this city stinks. We stink at top draft picks. Mm-hmm. You could have the first pick of the draft, second pick of the draft. We can't get them right. And we'll deal with that in a minute. But I want to get started right now so we could start our internet poll. We have created a field of 16. I have done it in direct consultation with my friend Joe Wechter, okay, our producer, and also, frankly, with some emailers who have been talking to me and people that called yesterday. There were some late bids out from Jeff in the airport and Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
But neither of them have made the cut, although they have been great callers themselves. So has Clifford W. Lentz, Rocco from the Dirty 30, Scott from Barrington, Pretzel Bob, Keisha, my girlfriend, Keisha. Dante, the Phillies fan, Jake from Collingswood, Andy, the troll, Carolyn Northwood, and the immortal Implant Tony. Some of these people are no longer with us, Al, but will remain in our memories forever.
Okay.
I will now announce the 16 greatest callers in the history of this radio program, and then we will work off that, Al, and we will do it. This is in order of seating.
Seating.
1 to 16.
Oh.
I am putting in what I feel the correct order is. The voters will determine the final order. The number one seed, the greatest caller so far going into the tournament, Arsenoni.
Cool.
Number two, Eagle Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Sign Man John. Number four, Kenny from the Dirty 30. Number five, Mark from Mount Laurel. Number six, Butch from Manioc. Number seven, Jason, the captain of the Dirty 30.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, Superfan.
Uh-huh.
Number nine, Big Rube.
Ooh.
Number 10, Kim the Lesbian. Number 11, Tony from South Philly. Number 12, Levi from Overbrook Park. Number 13, Will of God. Number 14, Marissa from Tokyo. Number 15, Lamont the Cowboy fan.
Oh, boy.
And number 16, Adrian the Giant. These are, Al, the 16 greatest callers, in my estimation, with consultation of Joe Wechter, in the history of our radio program.
Okay.
We will now have the first seeding. just as the NCAA, Al, number one
right.
will go against number 16.
Okay.
You can now begin voting. Here is Ava Graham
oh.
with the question of the day.
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Thinking Chevrolet truck, Silverado, Colorado, Tahoe, or Suburban, think Armin. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Who is a better caller on the WIP morning show? Arson Arnie, Adrian the Giants fan.
That is right. not right.
Here is a sampling of Arson Arnie.
That's where you belong, you idiot.
And here is a sampling of Adrian the Giants fan. There you have it. All right, Al, without any question, I've got Arson Arnie.
Oh, yeah.
Rhea?
Well, I told you a story about Arson Arnie before the show. I said, I didn't used to be a fan of Arson's early on in the show because I thought he was a little harsh. And he calls up one day. Now, this has to be 20 years ago. And he said something along the lines of he wanted the Cowboys plane to crash.
That's
and
right.
I went off on him.
Yep.
I said, that's wrong. You can't have it. He
it's
thought about
strong.
It. He called back the next day and he said, Rhea, you know, I did. That was wrong of me. I just want them to have an emergency landing.
See, he learned from you.
He evolved.
He evolved. But whether he had, no, I
whether
remember.
Whether he believed.
I remember, he had some of the most. He peed on the front
yes.
of the Cowboys facility.
Mm-hmm.
Ow. They on the sign.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, it's amazing the stuff he did. He rescued cats from trees for us.
You guys are a legend.
He was in our
got a
10,
brain surgery. 000,
do you know he won a $10,000 contest on our show?
Yeah, that's how we met him.
He mixed his own
no,
hair
no, no, no.
With
Tabasco
sauce
and fish
goldfish.
Or yeah.
And it's yeah. These things, by the way, none of them were ever, the lawyers would never let
no.
any of that ever happen again. So anyway, there you have it. You heard the 16. You heard the first match. Jump on board. If in the course of any hour you would like to campaign for these people, 215-592-9494. Before I roll out our first topic, Al,
mm-hmm.
which is spectacular, I do want to bring on the guy whose idea this was
yeah.
after we had done our complaint show. He gets full credit for the idea.
Ugh.
Bob White is on the line with us. Bob, can't thank you enough for the idea. Did we run with it or didn't we?
Andy, you guys are amazing. Awesome. Awesome job. I missed the 16, but did Andy the Troll get in that mix or
no? No, he did not. He did not
oh,
get
wow.
in the
okay.
mix. All right, the first round is Arnie versus Adrian. Do you have a favorite there, Bob?
Arnie in a landslide.
Yeah.
No issue there. Yeah.
Well, no 16 has ever won against the one in the NCAA tournament.
No.
Hey, Bob, what made you want us to do this?
Well, Angie, you know, you got to go back to last Thursday and that complaint show. That show was amazing, okay? No doubt the best show in years. I mean, first of all, the passion, the energy, the enthusiasm on display was absolutely amazing. Second, you had the Festivus-like airing of grievances, right?
Yeah.
It's both comical and entertaining. And then lastly, you had the divergence of opinions across the spectrum of callers. It was very interesting, to say the least. But I guess my main takeaway from that show, Ange, was nothing got resolved, okay? Absolutely nothing. So there were a lot of opinions. There was a lot of banter. There was a lot of trash talking, but nothing was settled, right? So I started thinking about, okay, how do we realistically settle this, you know, objectively, right? So I came up with this March Madness type theme with a Twitter vote, and I just sent you a note, and you ran with it. I gave you all the credit. So great job.
No,
man, and,
it all starts with idea. Here's the ironic twist to me, Bob. You're not actually a caller, right?
No, but I'm a listener of over 20 years, and I absolutely
wow.
love your show. It's amazing. So I've been riveted to your show for all these years, and I just wanted to chime in with an idea, so thanks so much
no,
for considering.
No, but Bob, here's what I need to know. Do you have a favorite yourself in this?
I do. I'll give you my final four predictions, Andrew, if,
okay.
if I can.
Yes.
I got Eagles Shirley, Kenny from the Dirty 30, Arson Arnie, and Levi from Overbrook. He's
wow.
He was a legend, right? You got to throw Levi in there. And my sleeper pick is Marissa from Tokyo. Okay,
ooh.
This woman, she calls from 7,000 miles away. Okay, at 10:30 at night from Tokyo, right? And she sings this Eagles fight song, and from a bathtub. Right?
Yep, from a bathtub.
It's
wow.
so impressive,
yeah.
right? It's so impressive. So I think she's a sleeper. She can make some noise. But as you said, Ange, the tournament's all about upsets and Cinderella stories. And Marissa would be my Cinderella story to make some noise in the tournament.
Bob, the rest of the week is really an honor of you. You came up with the idea. I can't thank you enough, Bob. Thank you for this. If at any point you want to chime in with thoughts, you know how to reach us.
Yeah, and thanks, Andrew. I really appreciate you running with this, and great show, and look forward to the results. So
thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bob White, whose idea created this moment, and now before I get to my topic, I think there is somebody who would like to acknowledge his own presence on the list. Our number one seat, Arson Arnie.
That's what you said, brother. Bring it. Bring the votes, brother. Vote for Arnie. That's it.
Arnie, hey, would this mean a lot to you if you were named the all-time greatest caller?
You want to know the truth, Angelo? You know, I had this brain surgery 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Big emotional things really caused me to still cry. Like, even touchdown, I'm crying. It don't have to be sad. If I win this, this is something. This is something because it's being noted by the people of the area. You know, like they're saying something, and that's the biggest voice of all.
Here's why you're an incredible caller. Funny, always something to laugh with.
Well, I'm witty. I'm
quick
witty. You know,
intense, unbelievably intense. You are, to me, as much as any call we've ever had, Arnie, the kind of guy that truly embodies the spirit of the sports fans of this town. The combination of the humor and the intensity, it's hard to beat. You are the man. That's why you're the number one seed. You're the man to beat.
I want to correct Rhea or something. Right. You know, it's funny. 20 years ago, I didn't like her.
Right.
And I remember we went out to dinner one night at Chickie and Pete's, and you were telling me the virtues of Rhea. And I did call saying I hope the plane crashed, and she made me feel bad. Yeah. The next day I called back and I said, how about if their plane gets hijacked and goes to North Korea?
Okay, I knew it was something.
North Korea, so that seemed like, you know, they weren't dying necessarily.
Today I really genuinely love Rhea. She's a good woman.
Thank you, Arnie.
And you, Arnie, are a hero. Stay tuned. Let's see how you do.
Let's see, brother.
Love it. Thank you, Arnie. All right. Now, Al, you touch on this, and
what
you're 100% right. The biggest thing that happened this week is that we had another sports franchise in this town give up on a mega draft pick.
Yeah, number two.
Number two pick, 2017 draft, a Nolan Patrick.
Yeah.
Right? The guy that went, remember there was this argument about one versus two?
Hischier.
Nico.
Hischier.
What's
Hischier.
His name?
Hischier from the Devils. Nico Hischier.
Exactly.
Hischier.
God bless you.
Hischier.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, and there was some give and take. He turned into a big star, right?
Yeah, he's okay.
Is he better than Patrick?
Probably. He's the captain, right. But he's...
He's the captain.
The guys picked behind these two
were just
tremendous players.
So I did a little... I'm going to go through the incredible mistakes being made just in the last few years by our sports franchises with mega picks, with the ultimate pick. Because if you're in the top two of a draft, you should get a superstar. Not a star. You know why? Because you suffered. You were one of the worst teams. In order for the Flyers to get that second pick, they had to win a lottery. And
I know, it was a huge surprise. Oh, my.
2.4% chance of winning that lottery.
And there were two locks, and that's it.
And they won it. And there were two locks, the guy you mentioned, a name I can't pronounce, and Nolan Patrick.
Yeah.
But here was the problem. Patrick already had an injury history. And they were worried about that, except for the GM then, Mr. Smarty Pants, Ron Hextall. And Ron Hextall, Al, this is right after he drafted the kid. Listen to how wrong he was.
Ron, what made Nolan Patrick the right decision at number two for you and your franchise?
Well, I think whenever you can get a big centerman with size, good skating ability, and the vision that Nolan has, kind of a prototypical power forward, a matchup player, we're really excited to have him.
At any point, did the serious injury concerns at all come into play with whether or not you were going to choose this player?
No, it certainly was something before we had all our information. You can't answer that question. Once we gathered all the information, we felt comfortable that if he was Air Force, we were going to take him.
Nah, we weren't the least bit worried. Al, he got hurt every year, right?
Well, he had the migraine problem.
I understand, but it was as a result of a concussion that he got playing hockey.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good enough for me.
Yeah.
Al, horrendous pick, correct?
Oh, both he and Hischier were awful picks.
Awful pick. I mean, there were players in that draft that were good.
Look, put it this way. Heskinen, who was picked like third or fourth, just signed a contract for $8.5
million.
You know, Makar is going to be an all-star forever. I mean, there were three guys behind there that, oh, my God, how did this happen?
Now, just explain to me how it does happen. Because it's not
because,
just
because they're 18.
Stall.
Because they're 18 years old. Ben Simmons' 25th birthday is today.
Yep.
25.
Right. Okay. So, it's, see, all right. And I'm going to get to Simmons, but since you mentioned the age.
Oh, 18.
Well, if you're 18.
Yeah.
And you, a team is making that commitment to you.
Yeah.
And you can avoid 18. Don't you avoid it? If you can wait till 20 or 21, don't you avoid it and wait till 2020 when you got a better idea of how he's developing?
Well, how are you going to do that?
You just, in baseball, it's real
well,
easy.
Well, this ain't baseball.
Don't draft a hockey, don't draft a high school kid. I'm going to, yeah. Here is, to me, the biggest mistake.
What is it?
Of all the mistakes.
Oh.
Moniak.
Oh.
Also a number, he was a number one pick.
Yeah.
And Klentak's coming in here out of nowhere. No one knows where he came from.
Yep.
He has the endorsement of Andy McPhail. Little do we know, Andy had retired 3 years ago, never came out of retirement.
Yep.
He blows the number one pick on Mickey Moniak.
Yeah.
Mickey Moniak can't crack 200 in the minor leagues. Do you want to hear what Klentak said after he picked Moniak?
God.
He named him the greatest amateur player that year. Listen.
This is a kid who's athletic. He can really hit. Johnny, correct me if I'm wrong, but
yes.
You know, one of the, if not the top bats in the country, and he's a center fielder. I mean, that's a pretty good combination.
One of the top bats in the country can't hit in the minor leagues.
No.
How will you? If you wait a couple of years, you probably would have been able to tell he wouldn't be that good.
Yeah.
Stupid. And they did it to go under slot with the bonus money so they could use it on the second round pick, who also turned out to be a bust.
Yeah.
Stupid. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason our teams are all struggling at different levels. The Eagles, second pick in the draft on Wentz. Yeah, they won a championship.
Yeah, he helped them.
He wasn't on the field when they won it.
He got them to where they needed to
be. Yeah, but overall, they're drafting.
That was the best of the four, and it sucked because he's now in Indy.
Yep.
Simmons, the number one pick of the draft. Oh, we forgot. He's going to need to shoot.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, look at him.
The mistake. And I'll let you hear what those guys said.
It's incredible.
It's the reason when you get one of those gold-plated picks
–
that's got to be a superstar.
Yeah.
And we keep
you pay the price down the road.
We got one superstar out of all of it, and he was the third pick, and it's Embiid. And even him, we're a little skitsy about. Just think about it. Let's kick it off with Tyrod in Philly, who, by the way, are too current to be considered one of the great callers on the show right now. Hi, Ty.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
What are you thinking this morning, Tyrod?
I want to talk about these Eagles, man. I think they're going to surprise people.
Yep.
Me too. How much are they going to surprise?
Well, I think they're going to be a physical football team. I was really looking at them, looking at their roster yesterday. And they're going to – and if this offensive line stay healthy
– yeah.
They have three running backs that can mash you, man. We have Sanders. We have Howard. And then I didn't realize we had that little sneaky pick of Kerryon Johnson from Detroit. Yeah.
Yes. No, they've done.
And a coach that'll run.
I could be wrong on this, but I think Howie's had a very good offseason. I like this draft this year, too.
Yeah. I mean, when you really look at them, you know, they're going to be young. They're going to be hungry. And, you know, Sirianni, he's looking he's looking to make his mark.
Wow.
You know,
that's it.
Sometimes as football fans, we get locked in on the veteran coaches and things like that. But we forget, you know, you got the Sean McVays of the world. You know, you got guys that will come right in, and they're shocked the league. And I think Sirianni, and the way he has his staff, and like you said, they're young and hungry. I think the Eagles are really going to cause some problems. And
I can't wait.
Through the league wrong.
It all starts training camp next week. Cannot wait. You know how much I love football anyway. And you know what's great about this year? It's so unpredictable. You got a brand new coaching staff. Most of these guys have never been in these positions. But they've
That's what's so exciting about it, because it's all just fresh ideas throughout the whole facility, which is good.
What if they're all savants, Al?
Oh, what?
What if a savant, like a guy who's just, he's made to do that job.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant at it.
And all the young coaches.
I'll tell you one thing I'll guarantee, Tyra. They're going to be better than people are saying. They will go over the 6.5 that Vegas.
This whole Jalen Hurts thing,
yep.
People looking at him like he can't be a quarterback. I don't know where they're getting this from.
Yeah.
I've been watching him. He's been with Lane Johnson all season. He's bigger. He's stronger. He's going to prove the league and everybody that's talking about him really wrong. And we can get this Deshaun Watson mess up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why I consider Tyrone one of our absolute best calls. Ty, I didn't even roll out the contest today. And the top prize for our contest today is an Eagles jersey of your choosing.
Oh, nice.
You could have any Eagle you want among five prizes total. Tyrone, I need today is both the anniversary of Neil Armstrong.
Oh, you know, is it? Oh, wow.
On the moon.
And Jeff Bezos of Amazon goes up into space today.
Ah.
It's a big space day. Mm-hmm. Tyrone, name me a great space movie.
Ooh. Apollo 13.
There you go.
Boy, you didn't even need like 1 second. Apollo 13 is a great one. You stay online for that. We're looking for space movies today, Al. Because do you know there's like lists on the internet of 50 top ones?
Oh, yeah. That's incredible.
How many there, huh?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. And even in the, you know, it's kind of funny to watch ones that were done like in the 60s and the 70s before they were good, what do they call
it? Now you can go up and watch the movie in space.
Oh, it's, it's great to watch those old ones and how dumb they were. But anyway, all right, we're up and running here. When we come back, we will give you the first returns on our 1 versus 16 match. We will have a couple of calls for people who are on the list who have things they would like to say. And I would like you to explain to us why our teams are so terrible at the biggest picks in the draft.
Let's hope.
Why do we stink at it? 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time, 621.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.